Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown, director and curator of the Clark Historical Museum. December 7th marked the 76th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, which officially brought the United States into World War II. Fears of an attack on the Pacific coast were widespread. Enemy planes were reportedly spotted heading north from San Francisco, and local residents claimed airplane and submarine sightings from Cape Mendocino to Ferndale, unconfirmed happenings which the local newspapers reported without hesitation. With reports such as these circulating, residents of Humboldt County sprang into action, with hundreds immediately volunteering for overseas deployment. Those who could not or would not risk deployment eagerly embraced their civil defense duties. A network of 55 air raid warning posts was established immediately. These posts were manned by volunteers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Each post was equipped with airplane detector instruments and a direct telephone line to an Army command center. The instruments had the capabilities to detect the altitude, speed, and quantity of any approaching enemy airplanes and wire the information to the Army command center. The war effort in Humboldt was a thorough affair that required the development of infrastructure around the county. A naval air station was built near McKinleyville at the present location of the Arcata Eureka Airport. Pilots stationed there trained at target range located at Big Lagoon Spit. Further north in Klamath, a radar station was fashioned to look like an unassuming farmhouse. Down the coast in Samoa, a blimp base was established not far from the Coast Guard station at the present site of the Samoa drag strip. The lookout tower there was part of a countywide air raid warning system organized by the local civil defense team. Humboldt Bay was chosen by the Chicago Bridge and Iron Company as a prime location for a shipbuilding facility, which supplied the Navy with dry docks for its Pacific Fleet. Over 7,000 local residents were employed at the facility over the course of just a few years. Humboldt County came to form an integral part of the nation's Pacific Coast defense during World War II, and those who helped defend our region and county should be remembered and honored. The Japanese threat hit close to home less than 2 weeks after the attack on Pearl Harbor, when the Japanese I-17 long-range submarine attacked two U.S. merchant vessels off the coast of Cape Mendocino, the SS Samoa and the SS Amedeo. Though the Samoa and her crew escaped unscathed, the Amedeo was struck by a Japanese torpedo, killing five of its crewmen. The website documents the local World War II military installation, the 234 veterans who gave their lives, and Catherine Burleson's portraits of locals who served, and can be found on the ClarkMuseum.org website under exhibits or at the kiosk at the airport. The Clark Museum has a mission of preserving and presenting local history, where we honor and learn from the past. Please help us continue our mission by renewing or becoming a member today. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.